feel yourself jumping through the great gates and landing straight on your feet into the magical manifesting garden. Wow. Just take a look around and feel this place, this garden where you belong and you know it so well at some level. It's so green and lush. It's a secret garden. It's your magical manifesting garden. And you've been here many times before. Just listen to the bird song. Take a look around. Feel the feeling of this special healing place. Touch the leaves of the ivy and the trees. And as you begin to make your way up the winding footpath towards your bench that you can see in front of you by the fountain, as you wander up the footpath towards the bench, there's a flash of light and you are so excited because you know this is your guardian angel, your deepest friend, who has come to spend time with you in the magical manifesting garden. They are so happy to see you and be with you. They are so full of light and magical colours. The colours are all changing because every time they feel this joy of being with you, the colours change and dance around them. Now they are forming in front of you. And you greet each other with a hug. And all this light and colour is enfolding you. And as soon as you are enfolded in this light, oh, there, that healing. Healing is just dissolving instantaneously any darkness or psychic debris that was in your field. And so you both make your way to the bench together and you sit on the bench and you face each other. And the feeling of being with your best, deepest friend in the world and off world is so wonderful. And gosh, you need it. You need to sit on your bench in the magical manifesting garden, the place where you belong, and just to be with your deepest friend who is totally, totally on your side, supporting you every step of the way, the best cheerleader you could ever hope for. And you hold each other's hands and you gaze into each other's eyes and then you both burst out laughing. Because it is so good. The feeling is so good. The goodness that is surrounding you right now and enveloping you. It is otherworldly. And you breathe it in. And it's as if you're breathing in that rainbow color. And you're being healed and you're almost gulping it in because you have missed it so much. And you're both laughing, hugging, just so pleased to be with each other. Not that you have not been with each other, but to see each other and to see each other on this level. Oh, your guardian angel understands you. Your guardian angel understands what it's like for you to be in this human form at this time. Your guardian angel understands. Oh my goodness. Sometimes you don't even know where to start or begin. Let the words come tumbling out now to your guardian angel. Just let it all out. Your guardian angel is nodding. Your guardian angel is seeing you at the depth of your soul. Your guardian angel is holding your hands. And they are focusing the light of healing from heaven to you right now. They are unconditionally loving and supporting you right now. They are transmitting grace and favor and blessings to you now. Just let your body and your being soak it in as much as you are able to, because I know it can be hard to let it in. Just be very still within and receive the love. Receive the acceptance. Receive the deep, deep approval. Your guardian angel is holding your hands. And at this very moment, transmitting deep, deep cleansing, healing. It's transmuting all this stuff in your field, in your body, in your mind. It's healing your heart. Just keep breathing, receiving the healing. Your guardian angel is transmitting a message to you now of love. The frequency of acceptance and understanding is being transmitted to you. It is a deep understanding of the struggles that you are having at this time. Breathing in now. The favor and grace is pouring into you now. and it's rooting inside you, giving you roots like the big old trees. And you may not want to be rooted for various reasons, but being rooted in this grace and favor, blessing and healing is so protective. There's a force field of love, protection and positivity being braided into your energy field right now. This deep braids of worthiness, for you may not have felt worthy. It may have felt like the whole world doesn't understand you or who you are. And they are braiding in this deep, deep sense of peace in who you are. They're braiding in this deep remembrance of who you are so that you can be confident once more. For inside you there is a wellspring of confidence that comes from the divine that you are. That wellspring has become blocked. And so your guardian angel is unblocking that wellspring of divinity now, so that as it freely flows again, your confidence will naturally return. You may have felt such as, why have I not felt confident? What's wrong with me? Why have I felt anxious? Or such thoughts. Well, this wellspring of divinity has become blocked. And so right now, your guardian angel, they have a cloth in their hand and they are polishing the fountain that the wellsprings come through inside you. So that the wellspring of divinity that is who you are begins to flow again, first a trickle and then a lovely flow. Your divine self, your divine being, your divine knowingness is flowing again now. All your body and being and energy fields are cleansing themselves now. Gosh, what a relief. And somehow you can feel, gosh, yes, I've been so anxious and out of sorts. And it's coming rushing back. Yes, the remembrance of who you are. I am a divine being having this human experience. I am loved, I am lovable, I am worthy. I am more than enough, I am good enough. I am loved unconditionally. Everywhere I go, I am surrounded by a force field of positivity and goodness. The blessings are showering into me and I accept them now. I am blessed, yes, I am blessed. The blessings of heaven are reaching me, and my goodness, I am soaking them up now, for this is who I am. I am worthy, I am deserving, oh yes, I remember, I remember. Your guardian angel is smiling broadly, they're very glad that you've become unblocked. They're nodding and saying, yes, yes, you've been feeling awful. Oh my goodness. And now you're shining again. Your energy is flowing freely. Your divinity is flowing freely. Gosh, what a relief. You were thinking, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with me. I remember I am divine. I am a being. I am a soul. I am love. I am lovable. I am worthy. I am enough. Yes, I am blessed. And by goodness, I allow myself to receive them. Nothing that anybody says will ever persuade me to not believe that I am blessed. I am fortunate. I am good fortune. I am receiving those good fortunes and blessings. Wow. And just feel it's you're surrounded. It's just all this goodness and healing and money and prosperity. And these are the gifts from God, from love. I am a child of God. I am a child of fortune. Oh, yes, I had almost believed it was not true. Your guardian angel is hugging you now. Oh, I'm so pleased that you're back. So now they're fluffing up your aura. Making you presentable again. Just take a deep breath and feel yourself, your back, your home within yourself. And your guardian angel says, come, it's time to go back. And you feel a bit, are you sure? But you're here for a reason. Just by being you, not by being what you're doing or anything like that, just by being you, just by being the light that you are, the caring, kindness, the love that you are. Oh my, it's so hard to handle that sometimes. And your guardian angel says, oh my dear, I have sent other empaths to befriend you. You'll meet them soon. And they squeeze your hand and you both make your way back along the footpath towards the great gates. At the entrance of the magical manifesting garden, this is your garden. It belongs to you. You're feeling better. You've remembered who you are. You remembered that you're worthy and confident and all things good. Oh my goodness. All of heaven is cheering you on right now. It's okay. All of heaven has got your back right now. Your guardian angel gives you a big squeezy hug. Oh. And they say, remember, I am with you always, always. And come back to the garden again very soon because it's so nice to be able to see you. And so you take a big deep breath and you're ready to make that jump, that leap out of the manifesting garden and back into your world. But this time, you are confident in who you are. You are a divine, magnificent being of light, having this human experience. And you are good enough and worthy. You don't need to force that on anybody because you know it. You know that you know that you know who you are and that you are enough, that you are completely loved, that you are surrounded by a force field of goodness. All of heaven is cheering you on. And And you say to yourself, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed. I am favored and fortunate. I'm ready. Let's do this. And you make that giant leap through the gate and back into your world, feeling stronger, healthier, happier. And the divine light that you are is swooshing through you now. And you remember, I am worthy, I am enough, I am blessed, I am favored, I am good fortune, I am surrounded by a force field of positivity, I am enough, I am worthy. So taking a deep breath, wiggling your toes and your nose, and getting ready to open your eyes and to stretch and to be back and proud and full of love and life and colour for who you are. And my dear friend, we will meet again very soon at the magical manifesting garden. And you are amazing. Go get 'em, Tiger. Lots of love.